Summa Up is next-gen body optimization from an actual doctor that's guaranteed to get you in the best shape of your life in 90 days. You'll be at peak levels for each of the fundamentals that drive your strength, energy, and even your longevity. It's a lifelong difference you'll see in the mirror, but also feel throughout your entire day. Summa Up puts more living in life. For full details on this transformative program designed for the demanding lives of today's highest achieving entrepreneurs and CEOs, visit www.startsumo.com.
As a top 1% entrepreneur, business owner, and founder, how do you find the time to work out and put wellness first or have me time, right?
When I first started, it was not easy to kind of find the time because my idea of exercise was you spend, you know, hours at a time in the gym and you work really hard and then you get really sore and then you just keep repeating. And that, of course, you know, that's not sustainable for the long term, right? I mean, especially when you're running a business and managing all of these things in your day-to-day life, it's impossible.
You were doing 2 to 3 hours like a day.
A lot of the time it would be 2 to 3 hours.
And whoa.
So that was usually like there was a warm up because in order to like to lift the kind of weight that I was lifting at the time, it was just a no brainer to do a warm up. And then, you know, from there I've got like strength work, skill work, that kind of a thing. And then I would do a high intensity exercise, which was kind of like what all of the previous time was ramping up to, and then a cool down. So easily it came to 2 or 3 hours. That was my experience with fitness, you know, at one point that was all that I had known when it came to fitness, because I was personally, that was how I was introduced to exercise.
But how did you like change that shift? Because like, did you hit the wall like metaphorically? Like 2 to 3 hours, it sounds insane.
For me, it was a priority. So I made it happen. I worked around it. I woke up really early and those kinds of things, but it wasn't sustainable. And I think that I tried for years doing the same things and kind of just being really stubborn, just pushing against that wall of resistance, which was my body telling me like, Stephanie, hang on a second. Not only like my body, but also like the mental side of things is kind of like emotionally really tired. You know, it's really easy to get burned out if you feel like this is a requirement along with everything else that's going on, you know, in life any given day. Really what had to happen was, right, I had to change how I think about exercise. That means not thinking, okay, if I want to do a workout, I need to make sure that I have 2 hours at least blocked off on my calendar, because, you know, I'm going to like settle in and do all of these different things. Became fortunately busier and busier. My business began as it grew. It was a matter of, you know, I didn't have 2 to 3 hours. I think a lot of people don't.
It's huge opportunity cost. There's trade-offs, right? Like every decision of time and out or resource allocation and team, like managing your team, right? How did you think about that though? Like making sure that there was a consistency, like that you did set like me time, that you did. How did you do that though?
It's definitely not always easy. Definitely, you know, when you're going from back-to-back meetings or you're traveling or you're really involved in your flow state, it's easy to kind of let it slide. You don't want to interrupt your flow. You just feel like there's not the time or anything like that. There are always going to be excuses and you're going to get to the end of the day and look back and think, well, I was really hoping to get my workout in, but I didn't have that 2 to 3 hour time block. So it's easy to make excuses for yourself. But I think that what I started to do when I really started to think about my like physical effectiveness, my mental effectiveness, my ability to work and be productive, I realized that kind of introducing, and this aligned with the beginning of the pandemic when I kind of switched from doing CrossFit in a gym to I actually created a home gym.
That's awesome.
And
that's so cool.
I was doing the same things at home and I would, you know, still do that kind of a routine that I was so familiar with, but I would be working on my computer and I would still be sitting for extended periods of time. So being at home gave me the opportunity to kind of tinker with it a little, because I had to realize, right, that I wasn't doing the best thing for myself. The way that I was feeling was a big part of it. Anyone sitting for an extended period of time is going to, like, the more conscious you become of your body and how you're feeling, it's going to become obvious that I shouldn't be sitting this long. I start fidgeting, I get really fatigued, or I, you know, my my brain starts to kind of stagnate and I'm not working with the efficacy I would like. So I started out by setting timers for myself. Like every hour, I would have my phone remind me, like, get up, move around, because...
Or the Apple Watch does that too, yeah.
I know, and it was kind of funny because if I was in the middle of something, if I'm in the middle of a meeting, or if I'm in my flow state really working on something and I am being, I feel like I'm very productive, it's a little bit like...
It's annoying. It's like, stop. Yeah, it's like, die, Apple Watch. Don't, no, no.
Yeah, stop. Yeah. Don't bother me right now.
Exactly. Leave me alone.
And then it's like, I kind of like learned to ignore it. But when I actually did it and I maybe would snooze the alarm and I would at least be aware of it on some level and start doing some kind of physical activity. And then I come back to it, I realized that I was so much more effective. And
the periodic movements throughout the day, it was what you're saying, it was like really helped you avoid like those feelings of like 2 p.m. You know, I'm talking about downturns where you're like, what's going on, right? Or 4 p.m. Like, so physical and mental downturns, like you use a periodic movement to really just start the day. Did you have like a set time though? Like in the mornings or afternoons where it's like, hey, this is Stephanie me time. Like there's no commitments. Like
you've heard before something along the lines of like activity breeds activity, right? And whether that's like physical or mental, it's the more active I am, the more active I am throughout the day, the better I perform on any other activity that I'm doing. So when I started introducing those, I would kind of cherry pick the things I knew I liked because it made it really easy. Like for me, that's like burpee squats. So like a combination of burpees and squats. And I felt like I would really get the blood going. And there are a few others. And I always try to make sure I do something dynamic that doesn't have weight because I would need to warm up for that to be an intelligent decision. But and so I still have the like similar goals. I still dedicate time in the mornings or in the evenings, depending on my schedule, a lot of days to really committing to that amount of time, a longer workout, something that is more strength and skill based that helps me progress from my goals. But those days when it's kind of like everything is happening and I need
what do you do? Like when you get slammed, like you're just jammed, like you have so much stuff to do, like you have a list, you're overwhelmed. Like when you're super stressed out, like what do you?
I have to tell myself, you know, you can do 10 minutes. You can take a break for 10 minutes. And not only are you going to feel better, but you're going to perform better. So I think that it really was a matter of just changing my mindset. And the way that, like I said, the way that I thought about exercise was I can really move my body anytime. And if you are like, if I'm sandwiching like 5 minutes of cardio in between meetings, that's what I have to do. But I know that it's helping me kind of maintain a baseline level of fitness and cardiovascular health that helps support the other fitness goals that I have and that I work towards on those days when I can really carve out the time to work out like I would really like to.
You know, you've already talked about it like in the past, like how you had a walking desk that's like, hey, I'm moving, or like a sitting desk that's like, I'm not going to be sitting down. And then, you know, the periodic movements, burpees, stretching, that's super interesting, right? Because you know, I think my biggest issue, Stephanie, is like kind of like one of our top 1% entrepreneurs, like I had no off button, right? Like I always need to be in motion, you know, things in motion stay in motion. So it's like for my journey, it was like I tried so many different things. So I tried going to Equinox, right? And yes, it was a great start, like, but going there at 4:30 a.m. every day slowly proved out to not be sustainable. And I'd be so easy if I didn't sleep well the night before to be like, no, let me to try to, you know, try a personal trainer or a remote trainer, like, you know, tried tracking macros and remote fasting. And then I came to the realization, like it wasn't sustainable, right? And so my mental model of it is if I had this dream of being the exception professionally, then by definition, you know, I had to outsource areas that were outside of my zone of genius. So like my leadership coach like forced this on me. He told me to do an energy audit, and we'll talk about that more in detail. But his concept was like, there are four areas in terms of like your zones, right? So the zone of incompetence is like, you know, one of them, zone of competence, zone of excellence, zone of genius, right? And he was like, zone of incompetence are things like people rather do better than you, like, you know, and like maybe like an easy solution is like clean your house or get a fix in your car, and therefore you should outsource it because it doesn't give you joy.
So that's something that's something that in the moment you might think that you are in a different zone, and it's really hard exactly. to say. Like looking back, it's really easy to say like I really was incompetent when it came to like physical health and exercise, but it's something that, like,
it's
not
so tough to say.
Yet competent, maybe if it's something that you aspire to be capable of.
I think you're right. You need to use the right vocabulary, because like message sent doesn't mean received. I totally agree with what you're saying. Like you have to use the right vocabulary, but you know, pivoting a little bit, like zone of competence is like the things like it's easier, like you do fine, but like others are as good as you. So like, you know, again, cleaning your home or things like watering your plants, stuff like that. Like you should outsource because they don't give you joy. Zone of excellence, that's a really tough one. For me personally, like, you know, it's zone of excellence, like thinking like my leadership coach defined it as, is like things that you're better than others at, you're excellent at, but don't love doing. And that's like a red flag. Cause I think what I came to the realization was like, I thought my zone of genius was like working out, health and wellness, cause I identify as an athlete. It really was a zone of excellence though. Cause like I liked it, but I didn't like the self-management of it. And honestly, to not have someone like holding me accountable or helping me out with that. And so zone of genius is like the last one, which is the things you're uniquely good at, like you're best in the world at, or you could be, and you love doing, so that like you get in these flow states, like you're world-class at like development, front-end UX, UI and platforms and things like that. Right. For me, it was like, I needed to spend all my time in the zone of genius, right? And really delegate out, you know, other aspects. And so the whole health and wellness journey and getting help with that, I needed help. I was totally like in my zone of excellence or incompetence, as you would say, Stephanie. And I think the biggest solution I did was like, I got a tunnel. So I was like, problem solved. I had this home gym that uses machine learning to track my weights. Like, I'm good. Here's what I really happened. And this is, again, super embarrassing. The tunnel came. It was installed. It spent 35 days with shrink wrap on it. Right. And I was like, yeah, I didn't use it. And I got to the point where my fiance is like, what the F? Like, what is this? Right. She's like, what are you doing? Right. You know, you're not working out. Like, you think you solved this problem. You didn't. And so getting a call out from her was really kind of helpful because it's someone I trusted. And that helped me kind of realize, like, I can say I care about health, wellness, and like getting back to being in good shape, but I wasn't really voting with my time and my dollars on what I prioritized. Right. And so we can say, hey, look, I cared about getting healthier and leaner, and I wasn't prioritizing with my time. And so that realization, that call from my fiance, leadership coach, like it helped me just like get up a cadence of setting a time every day to do those micro workouts or micro adjustments so that, right, it was sustainable. Time allocation, resource allocation, it is like the hardest thing to do as an entrepreneur. What should I be doing? This is my highest and best use, right? There are always going to be days where I personally struggle. Like I don't sleep well. Like maybe you know this too, right? Like you feel overwhelmed. But having a cadence of, you know, micro adjustments or a set time has really worked out for me. Having an at-home gym, right, where I have a trainer that tells me to do and it tracks my weight, like super helpful, right? What is your theory on that?
I think everyone has this struggle, right? When you want to maintain a healthy lifestyle, but you're super busy, we are all going to have those days where it's really hard to find the time, right? But it's a matter of consistency when it comes to building a long-term foundation for health and wellness. It just means you have to create something that is sustainable. And that sometimes, you know, sometimes that's going to mean dedicated workouts, and sometimes it's going to mean getting in whatever movement you can throughout the day. But it really is critical to long-term health.
No, I totally agree. Like success is processional, as Zachary like to say, like this is saying, it really is these micro adjustments, right? And to hit on what you're saying, if we can make these periodic micro adjustments, if we can be consistent, like if we can basically kind of power through, right, there is going to be a stronger foundation. And half the battle is like having the right mindset. But I think biggest epiphany I've had, Stephanie, is like, we're not done. Like there's another level. There's always a next level. There's always a new kind of process and a journey. And, you know, just having a set of individuals like holding me accountable is one of the big tidbits, and kind of sharing these stories too, I think has really been demonstrative in the past few seasons.